The Book of Isaiah, Chapter 45. Thus says Yahweh to his anointed, to Cyrus, whose right hand I have held to subdue nations before him, and I will loose the loins of kings, to open the doors before him, and the gates will not be shut. I will go before you and make the rough places smooth. I will break in pieces the doors of bronze and cut in sunder the bars of iron, and I will give you the treasures of darkness and hidden riches of secret places, that you may know that it is I, Yahweh, who call you by your name, even the God of Israel. For Jacob my slave's sake and Israel my chosen, I have called you by your name. I have surnamed you, though you haven't known me. I am Yahweh, and there is no other. Besides me, there is no God. I will gird you, though you haven't known me, that they may know from the rising of the sun and from the west that there is none besides me. I am Yahweh, and there is no other. I form the light and create darkness. I make peace and create evil. I am Yahweh who does all these things. Trickle, you heavens from above, and the skies will pour down righteousness. The earth will open, and salvation will bud, and righteousness will spring up together. I, Yahweh, have created it. Woe to him who strives with his maker, a potsherd among the potsherds of the earth. Will the clay say to him who fashions it, what do you make? Or your work he has no hands. Woe to him who says to a father, what do you beget? Or to a woman, with what do you travail? Thus says Yahweh, the Holy One of Israel and his Maker, ask me of the things that are to come, concerning my sons, and concerning the work of my hands, command me. I have made the earth and created man on it. I, even my hands, have stretched out the heavens, and all their host I have commanded. I have raised him up in righteousness, and I will make straight all his ways. He will build my city, and he will let my exiles go free, not for price nor reward, says Yahweh of hosts. Thus says Yahweh, the labor of Egypt and the merchandise of Ethiopia and the Sabaeans, men of stature, will come over to you, and they will be yours. They will go after you, in chains they will come over, and they will fall down to you, they will make supplication to you, saying, surely God is in you, and there is no other, no other God. Truly you are a God who hides yourself, O God of Israel, the Savior. They will be put to shame, yes, confounded, all of them. They will go into confusion together who are makers of idols. But Israel will be saved by Yahweh with an eternal salvation. You will not be put to shame nor confounded forever without end. For thus says Yahweh who created the heavens, the God who formed the earth and made it, who established it and did not create it a waste, who formed it to be inhabited, I am Yahweh, and there is no other. I haven't spoken in secret in a place of the land of darkness. I didn't say to the seed of Jacob, seek me in vain. I, Yahweh, speak righteousness. I declare things that are right. Assemble yourselves and come. Draw near together, you who have escaped of the nations. They have no knowledge who carry the wood of their graven image and pray to a God that can't save. Declare and bring it forth. Yes, let them take counsel together, who has shown this from ancient time, who has declared it of old, haven't I, Yahweh, and there is no other God besides me, a just God and a Savior, there is none besides me. Look to me and be saved, all the ends of the earth, for I am God and there is no other. By myself I have sworn, the word has gone forth from my mouth in righteousness, and will not return, that to me every knee will bow, every tongue will swear. Only in Yahweh, it is said of me, is righteousness and strength. One will come to him, and all those who were incensed against him will be put to shame. In Yahweh will all the seed of Israel be justified and will glory.